This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If there's one thing the world needs more of, it's more cell phones, right? I guess probably not. I think the world actually has a lot of cell phones. If you're like me, you probably had a number of cell phones in your life. And when you upgrade a smartphone in particular, when you upgrade your iPhone or your Android smartphone, what do you do with the old one? Many of us trade them in, knowing that we aren't getting a great deal, but just not wanting to hassle with an alternative. Well, today's listener is hoping to profit from this problem. Identify a gap in the marketplace, perhaps. They're wondering how they can, well, as I said, profit from the problem. How can they buy and resell phones, potentially giving customers more money for that phone, but then, of course, also being able to make more money themselves? So is this feasible? How should they proceed? That's what we will analyze in this episode, right after this message from our sponsor.
Hi, Chris. This is Charlie from St. Louis, and I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. Speaking of phones, I recently upgraded my iPhone and wanted to trade in my old one to Apple, but the price they offered seemed really low. So I decided to shop around and heard of a site called Gazelle, where you can buy and sell used phones. I thought that would be great, but their buying price was also pretty low. I ended up selling my phone on Facebook Marketplace and got at least $50 more than I would have from selling to either Apple or Gazelle. It got me thinking, since they don't pay market value, couldn't there be some way to arbitrage this? I can't compete with big companies, but if I could specialize in selling locally or otherwise, providing some kind of benefit, I'm thinking there's a way to make it work. What do you think? Am I missing something? Thanks, Charlie.
All right, this is an interesting opportunity here. Thank you so much for the great question, and thank you as well for pointing out this opportunity. So first of all, when you are upgrading your phone, generally speaking, let's consider the hierarchy of options for dealing with your old one. And most of us have probably gone through this in one form or another. Like we have got the new iPhone, you know, after having the previous model, or if you know whatever the comparison is on the Android side. So option one, leave it in the drawer forever. Okay, and don't do that, by the way. I've done that probably multiple times, not with my past couple of smartphone purchases, but I remember the early days of the iPod. Remember the iPod? Any other old people out there like me? I had multiple iPods that like was really excited about, then got a new one and then left the old one in the drawer. Never really figured out a good way to, you know, do something with it. So don't do that. Number two, resell it to Apple, if it's an iPhone, of course. So they have a program where when you're upgrading your phone, they will purchase your old one. Now, they're not going to give you a great rate, of course, but they'll give you something and they'll either recycle it or resell it, depending on how old it is and its condition and so on. Number three, you can resell it to a service like Gazelle. And that's what our caller mentioned. So if you haven't seen Gazelle, it's gazelle.com, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E, or G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com. So they're in the business of buying and reselling old phones and probably some other stuff too. So, you know, they will also buy your phone and they will probably give you a better price than Apple would, but it's also not going to be a great price. And number four, the fourth option is to resell it yourself, you know, and you're reselling it directly to somebody who will use it through some form of online platform, usually, whether it's Facebook Marketplace, like you heard in the message, or OfferUp or Craigslist, eBay, Gumtree, whatever it is, you're reselling it yourself through some kind of online platform. And that's where you're going to make the most money. And just notice a key point here, the more effort you undergo, the more you make when you resell your phone. Okay, so there's a price being paid for convenience. It's easy to just give it back to Apple. It takes a little bit more work to sell it to a service like Gazelle, but it's still pretty simple. They will even send you a box, I think, if I'm not mistaken, or whatever it is, they'll make it really easy. And then, of course, if you're going to resell it yourself, then you have to go through the process of listing it and, you know, communicating with the buyer, then shipping it out and all that kind of stuff. So you make more money doing it, but there's a price for convenience. So all that is from the consumer perspective. I just wanted to start with that. Now let's look at it from the side hustle perspective. There probably is a way to make money here. It's a renewable market. People are always changing and upgrading their phones. Even when there's a poor economy, people are going to invest in their smartphone. And companies like Apple and even other large resellers like Gazelle will never be able to capture all the market because it's such a huge market. So the challenge and the opportunity is, though, here's the thing. How can you buy people's phones for a price that they accept and that's low hassle, right? Because, you know, the reason people are selling them to services like Gazelle is because they make it easy. So you have to make it as easy as possible. And you also have to buy those phones at a price in which, you know, you feel you can comfortably resell them for a good enough profit margin. Okay, so there's a lot more we could say about that part. But just to kind of tie up the question, it might be as simple as putting up flyers in a busy neighborhood or posting on a service like Nextdoor. There could be a lot of ways you do it. But one way or another, that's the problem you need to solve. So reselling the phones is the easier part. Like if you have a source of incoming phones, that can be consistently listed for sale on one of the platforms, then you're all set. So if I were doing this, I would focus my efforts on the supply side. Like how can I acquire more phones to resell at a good enough rate that I'm going to profit? I hope that is helpful. Good luck reselling phones, anybody out there. Listeners, if you've got a question or a scenario, something you're struggling with, something you're trying to figure out, if you're trying to figure out your idea, whatever it is, let me know. Come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We're going to continue to roll these out every single week for the rest of the year. Who knows, perhaps on into next year as well, but we shall see. So again, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Thank you so much for listening. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.